Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox, and this is the Prayer Podcast, a podcast dedicated to helping you develop a deeper, more intimate, authentic, and satisfyingly close relationship with God through prayer. And this is the first of three podcasts on the same theme, which is prayers that move God to act. How do we pray in such a way that God hears our prayers and then acts? So part one this week. One way you can develop a healthy prayer life is to pray in such a way as to be confident that God will act. Charles Spurgeon, that great preacher of the 19th century, said, "Prayer is the slender nerve that moveth the muscles of omnipotence." Nerves are so small, aren't they? I've got some damaged nerves from knee surgery. If you hit me on my left knee in just the right place, I won't feel a thing. I don't think I've ever physically seen a nerve, but the movement of my muscle depends on them. Spurgeon saw prayers as the nerves that move God's mighty muscles. And I rather like that picture. It reminds me of Psalm 89, verses 9 to 13, where it says, "You rule over the surging sea. When its waves mount up, you still them. You crushed Rahab like one of the slain. With your strong arm, you scattered your enemies. The heavens are yours, and yours also the earth. You founded the world and all that is in it. You created the north and the south. Tabor and Hermon sing for joy at your name. Your arm is endued with power. Your hand is strong. Your right hand exalted." Well, my prayers often feel more like invisible, fragile nerves than mighty muscles or a strong arm. But I suppose that's the point. I'm the nerve. God is the muscle. I don't need to worry about how powerful my prayer is. My faith should be in God's muscles, not my own. So, how are our nerves and God's muscles working? How should we pray? What should we expect? Well, let me offer the first of three thoughts here. Prayer is satisfying when God is who we are seeking. I'll just repeat that. Prayer is satisfying when God is who we are seeking. So I think if we're going to see God move, if we're going to see God act, the first thing we have to do is make sure that we're seeking God for who he is. And that's who we are seeking. Did your mum or dad ever accuse you of loving them only for their money? God wants a relationship with us, and we need a relationship with them more than any gift he has for us. John Piper is quoted as saying, "God is most glorified in me when I am most satisfied in him." Why not spend the first time of your prayer time communing with God before asking him for anything? Discipline your mind and heart to speak only to him of who he is and what it is about him that impresses you the most. Pray through a passage like this one from Psalm 27, verse 4. "One thing I ask from the Lord, this only do I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze on the beauty of the Lord and to seek him in his temple." You could follow that up by meditating on these verses from Psalm 63. "You, God, are my God. Earnestly I seek you. I thirst for you. My whole being longs for you in a dry and parched land where there is no water. I have seen you in the sanctuary and beheld your power and your glory. Because your love is better than life, my lips will glorify you. I will praise you as long as I live, and in your name I will lift up my hands." Well, powerful scriptures right there, powerful ideas for things for us to pray through, meditate on. Prayer is satisfying when God is who we are seeking. If we're going to see God move and act according to our prayers, well, he must be the one we desire more than the actual acts and answers themselves. We're going to look at two further points in the upcoming articles. For now, I would love to know what you think about this. Have you been more focused on your requests and problems than God himself? What do you think might help you to get your priorities straight? What will you do differently in your next prayer time? Please leave a comment in the comment section attached to this podcast. Or you can email me, malcolm@malcolmcox.org. I'd really like to know what's working for you. So could you let me know and let everybody know by leaving a comment? The more comments we leave from one another, the more we can learn. And it's a community. Let's learn from one another. Thanks so much for your attention. Thanks for listening. And I hope you have a wonderful week and a powerful prayer time. God bless.